Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Schemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I said a hip, hop, the hibbit of a hip, hip hop, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove,
Sugar Hill
and
Gang.
My friends are going to try to move
three
the beat.
White dudes bobbing see, their heads to this song. Looks ridiculous
like
in here.
Say hello. Hello.
It's a great song.
The white, it is. The red, it is. The brown, the
Rapper's Delight.
And yellow. But first, I got a bang, bang. The boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang. Boogie, let's rock.
You can't not bob your head.
No, you can't.
You can't.
It's a toe tapper.
Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along.
It's a seven-minute song.
I know. I just didn't
come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out.
When I'm imp, the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for.
All right, I suppose I should start talking at some point. Craig Schemann and Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Little inside the business information. Craig Carton from WFAN, former host there, just got convicted on all fraud charges. He's going to jail for 45 years. He could face 45 years in prison. 45
didn't he
years.
Get picked up by...
Yeah, he was...
He did a podcast.
In fact, our buddy Gabe Morenci was doing shows with him during the week.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
45
FNTSY, I think, picked him up.
Uh-oh. Well, there's another opening.
Yep.
45
convicted
years.
On all fraud charges, could face 45 years in prison.
He was selling Broadway tickets, right?
Yeah, and he's one of these... That
didn't exist.
No, right. He did Morning Drive with Boomer Esiason in New York for a few years.
And, Boomer and Carton.
Yep.
That's big. Hey, there was some other big news before we jump back into this college football thing that we want to discuss and get some winners for our Stream Song Resort. And also, Joe Zagacki going to be on the show as well. You know, yesterday was Election Day. There may be one result you haven't heard of just yet. Remember Dennis Hoff?
Yes.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Dennis Hoff, who was running the brothel in Nevada.
Did he win?
Died on his 72nd birthday, was running for Nevada's 36th assembly seat. He won big. He's been dead for a month, but he won big.
It's tough not to vote for a dead guy.
What do you do now?
I believe the county commissioners elect somebody.
Really? From his party?
Not, yes, they don't from go, his party. Go to the right.
He's running against a female educator or something in the area.
I mean, how
much
about...
Much more wholesome profession.
How about those debates?
Yeah, exactly. They killed him.
What's your background?
Mm-hmm. How about what's her name? The former MMA champ in Kansas, Native American lady that won a seat in Kansas.
I didn't see that.
Unbelievable.
Saw Donna Shalala, though.
Yeah, she's still kicking around. 79 years old. Yeah.
Those were terrible commercials she had.
Well, she was former Clinton administration. Then she was the president of the U.
Oh, is that where she got her start?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was quite the national name before she came to the U. Speaking of the U, we will have Joe Zagacki on at 4:30.
This is coming through now, too. Bobby Petrino, 20 Louisville players have reportedly requested transfer paperwork this fall.
20?
20.
Things not going smoothly, Bobby Petrino?
What do you think? They just got 77 hung on them.
This is a school that just won a Heisman Trophy.
Lamar Jackson. Nope.
Wow. That's unbelievable. All right, so as you may or may not know, in between the big Titan basketball games last night, it was announced what the Final Four are. The polls were out for college football, the top 25, if you will.
Top six are exactly the same as the AP.
Okay.
Exactly.
Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma are your
and
top
then
six.
And then LSU seventh in the CFP, which is more important. West Virginia, which I think is interesting, is seventh in the AP.
All right.
And
Notre Dame clinging above Michigan right now. 3-4 is their order. Rob Mullins, who is the chairperson for the College Football Selection Committee, described what separates Notre Dame over Michigan on ESPN.
When you look at those guys, Michigan had a very impressive win on Saturday. That's two consecutive wins in a row. The best defense in the country and an improving Shea Patterson. So you see their offense continue to improve. But at the same time, Notre Dame has had that steady defense. And then you're seeing some growth with Ian Booker at quarterback. And at the end of the day, through 10 weeks, you still have the head-to-head. So the committee felt Notre Dame at 3 and Michigan at 4 was appropriate this week.
I think it's appropriate for now, but I think that's going to change.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Michigan's momentum.
It's Ian Book.
Yeah.
Not Booker.
Oh, yeah, true.
And Pollock brought this up last night, though, but you heard the commissioner of the committee say, or the head of the committee say, Michigan has the best defense in the country. That is what they think in that room. I think stats have kind of backed it up over the last month. They've been really impressive on that side of the ball. I think Bama's defense looked pretty good on Saturday night as well.
Yeah,
that did.
Clemson coming into the season, that front seven that they have, they lost some in the back in the secondary, but that front seven that they had, I mean, all of them will be playing on Sunday next year.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And you know, you mentioned the fun fact before we get to this next soundbite from Reese Davis. It was during the Alabama-LSU game. The stats they were throwing out that the players on the field, how many would be in the NFL, how many have been in the NFL from LSU and Alabama over the past couple of years. I mean, it's incredible. It's just a factory. Reese Davis did talk about, or he did ask, what happens, and this is what we've largely based our shows on yesterday and today, what happens if Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Michigan all win out? This is on with Scott Van Pelt.
Clemson wins out, if Notre Dame wins out, if Michigan wins out, and then Georgia has beaten them in the championship game,
right.
I don't think they'll go. I think it'd be tough on the committee, and I know they're not supposed to look back, but I think it would be tough to leave out, say, the Big Ten champion 3 years in a row, or to omit an unbeaten Notre Dame team who beat the Big Ten champion. So I think if Alabama, if someone else loses in that group, then Alabama would probably have a pretty good case. But if it's the scenario I just laid out, I don't think they would go. I don't think they could survive the one loss.
Wow. I think they're allowed one loss. This is the best team I've ever seen.
But I think it's how they lose. I do think it's one thing if they lost by double digits. Well, I mean, again, that's so far-fetched. It seems crazy. But it is college sports. You never know.
Yeah.
But if they lost a squeaker to Georgia in the SEC at a field goal at the buzzer, I don't think they'd drop out of the top four. I don't either.
Let's did we put together a Twitter poll today on this?
Yes,
how did we word it? It was a little lengthy.
We got it up right now.
Who
gets left out of the college football playoff if Georgia beats Bama in the SEC championship game, Clemson wins out, Michigan wins out, and Notre Dame wins out?
Okay.
Right now we got about 50 votes, just went over 50 votes. 43% say Michigan gets left out, 31% says Notre Dame, 18% says Bama, and 8% says Clemson. So right now it's Michigan and Notre Dame who a majority of our listeners think would be on the outside looking in.
I think the safest team by far is Clemson. They're not getting voted out.
And you know, I would not have told you that 2 weeks ago,
because
when I looked at the schedules of the top six teams, I thought you can make the case that they actually had the weakest schedule.
They'd have to lose. There's no way Clemson doesn't make it. I mean, obviously, they lose. If they lose, they'll drop. They'll drop to 7 or 6, but that's not going to happen. I think they have the easiest road.
All right. You know what? I'll let everybody who's listening, you could be the commissioner of college football, or maybe I'll put you as the head of this selection committee. Who are you leaving out? 239-337-ESPN, and why? 239-337-3776. All right?
And it would be if Georgia does win, say by my scenario, a little squeaker at the buzzer at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, say it's like the 2012 or whatever it was when AJ or when Murray came up one yard short in the SEC championship game. Say they win that game.
Yeah.
Georgia moves up. Georgia could move up as high as 3. Say that happens. Bama drops to 4. Clemson moves up to 1. Michigan might be 2. You could have – how about – this is what they would do. You could have this scenario. I think this is very possible. You could have Clemson at number 1 in a couple weeks. You could have Michigan at 2, Georgia 3, and Alabama 4.
We're still
we're
still getting what you don't want is a Michigan-Alabama semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
No, number 1 would be Clemson. We'd get a Clemson-Alabama.
Yeah, Clemson would be number 1, yeah.
We'd get Clemson-Alabama. Yeah. We'd get Michigan-Georgia.
Yep. Right.
So you're setting up a rematch Clemson-Alabama.
Yep.
And also, you could be setting up Alabama-Georgia part 3, because they will have just played in the SEC championship game.
I don't think that's impossible. I don't think that's impossible to happen. I don't.
401 says there is no scenario other than losing twice that keeps Alabama out of the playoff. That's where I am as of November 7th.
I agree.
That's
believe I'm the one saying it, but
unless
I think
they get blown out.
Alabama's the one that gets left out.
I think if they lost by double digits, even by 10, I think they could get left out. But if they lose a squeaker, there's no way.
Okay, so
no way.
So you're leaving out Notre Dame.
Yeah.
An undefeated Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Who beat Michigan.
That's rough. But I mean, Notre Dame's the worst of the four teams right now.
Yep. I am. Sorry.
But they'd be one of two undefeateds. UCF.
In week one, like in August. You know?
I mean, UCF, sorry, you don't count in this conversation.
Either scenario, raises the point that more teams need to be in. And I agree with the other call that all of a sudden all these one-game playoff series
that would ruin November.
Let me spin it on you, though, Pete. That means the SEC championship game is pointless.
No, it's not. You're playing for seeding.
Who cares?
Well, who cares about that? Georgia and Alabama both know they're getting
here's
in at
what?
That point.
Here's why.
Because
I think
eventually, you're resting your hurt players.
Yeah, I would rest my players.
Because I think in this scenario, if it does move to six eventually, which I think, then maybe the top two teams get a bye week. They'll figure it out where it's going to mean something to finish first or second where those two teams get byes. When this is all hashed out and expansion happens, I always think the conference championships will mean something.
And you know me, I'm like keeping it four, but I don't like your six team, and some have said it. I don't like the six.
I like eight.
If I expand, it's got to be eight. I agree. Six with two with a bye. That's so.
Well, baby steps.
I don't like it.
Baby
steps.
I'll settle for five. I don't care how they do it.
Yeah, but if you go to six, you're going to be stuck with six for a long time. If you really want eight,
so.
Go eight.
You're not going to change it every other year. Well, I'm with you. I hope when they do expand, and they're going to do it. It's going to happen, guys.
But if we had the six, you know how it would be set up. It would be the five conference champions and the one at-large bid. We're still in the same boat this year. Are you going to take whoever loses the SEC championship or Notre Dame?
Or UCF some year, eventually.
Right.
That would be the spot they would get.
But I'm saying we're still going to have the conversation.
Always. Well, that's like that. And we still have the conversation in March Madness every year. You're always going to have that conversation. But I still think at least...
But the Pac-12 champion would be guaranteed a spot in. That's where college football fan would say, I like the four better than the six. Because the six that get in, that just means you were the best of a bad 12 conference or 12-team conference.
On this show, 1 year and 8 months, 9 months, I'm just telling you that there will the Delaney and Miller for the Big Ten and the Pac-12. It's going
to
get done.
I don't know if Miller wants to get in this thing.
There's no way.
Seriously, do you think Miller wants to have a Pac-12 team representing that whole conference in this?
Absolutely,
they would get wiped.
That doesn't matter.
They get a gigantic paycheck. They would get their check, and it helps
recruiting.
They're already looked at as the worst of the Power Five.
No, but at least they can get a $40 million check.
I agree.
The AAC is better than the Pac-12.
Who's better than the Pac-12?
The AAC.
Wow.
It is.
So
UCF is better than Washington State.
Well,
sorry.
That's one of the two I allowed earlier when I said who's better.
They could be playing each other. Who knows?
Seriously, go through the two conferences. The AAC is a better conference than the Pac-12 right now.
Well, in the first hour, when we were looking at UCF and complaining about their 12th ranking, I said, well, there's only two teams ahead of them I think they could beat. I put Washington State and Kentucky. I think that'd be a great game. It'd be a great bowl game.
I disagree. I mean, this AAC has got some decent teams in it, but they're not better than the Pac-12. They're not.
I'll pull up the AAC.
A couple games would be competitive, but I think overall
the top heavy AAC would be better than the top heavy Pac-12, but not from top to bottom.
No,
not to bottom. Southern Cal is going to come in here.
USC's playing better lately.
South Florida,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Southern Cal has three losses in the Pac-12.
That's my point. Yeah. I think the bottom of the Pac-12 is better than the bottom of the AAC.
Yeah, I don't think it's close, to be honest with you.
I do.
Come on.
Let's be realistic here.
The Pac-12 is trash.
I agree, but...
It's worse than trash. It's what's lower than trash?
Excrement?
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sorry. It's a terrible conference right now.
It is,
get
but
better.
I'm sorry, there's nobody that's going to say the AAC top to bottom
how
is better than the Pac-12.
239, I like what you're thinking. How about Notre Dame gets screwed and has to play UCF in a bowl game? How awesome would that be?
That'd be fantastic.
UCF would win.
And I think UCF would win. I'm with Chris on this one.
I don't know.
In fact, that's what I would love to see. Love to see that.
And we got a text from the 706. It's the four best, not the four most deserving. Then we don't have to play the games. I'm serious. We don't have to go out there and play the football games. If it doesn't matter, because if we have our top four at the beginning of the season, I could have told you it would have come down to Alabama, Clemson, Georgia. So Notre Dame's the surprise team this year.
Or Michigan.
I could have told you that. What are you talking about? Two of the three of us picked Michigan.
Yeah, we did.
I picked Michigan.
No, you didn't.
State.
No, it's that pause like murder. She wrote Michigan. State.
You're all Sparty all the time. I wouldn't mind Chris.
Will they beat Ohio State this weekend?
I wouldn't mind Chris reading off my Final Four prediction from last August in college football again for all teams.
It was Bama, Georgia, Michigan, Clemson.
Man, that sounds spot on to me, buddy.
Yeah, it does.
So let me just point out for the record, I just might have nailed the Final Four 6 months in advance for college football. And for 2 years in a row, I dominate our pigskin picks. So what are you two going to recognize me?
Oh, I got three of the four
in. I'm the best picker around here. I am. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I dominate pigskin picks, and I predicted the college football Final Four. I'm like...
You got all four teams in now. I got three
Master
of the four
Kragus
teams in.
Or something. I don't know. I'm awesome. Yeah. But you guys won't recognize my greatness.
We say you're awesome after every show. At the end, you that's how you end the show.
Some people, you toot your own horn.
Some people aren't listening at 6 o'clock. Look, LeBron James does the same thing after his games. That's why I started it. It's all good.
Northwestern wins the Big Ten. It really screws everything up.
No, that fixes everything. What are you talking about? That fixes everything.
That simplifies
no
things significantly. Yeah, that fixes the problem.
It becomes easy at that. Then the conversation turns to if Oklahoma or West Virginia beat the other one two times in a row because they play the last week of the season, then they'll turn around and play each other in the Big 12 championship game. Do you put that team in, or do you put the loser of the SEC championship game in?
Mm-hmm. It is simple.
I mean, they got to hope that I think Michigan State's going to give Ohio State a game this week. That they're favored by State's favored by 3.5, but I don't like the way Ohio State's playing. If you saw them last week against Nebraska, the one team I thought was in serious trouble was Nebraska, because if you looked over the last few years when Ohio State loses like they always seem to do, whether it's Iowa or Purdue, they come back, they had the bye week too. They come back and obliterate the next opponent by 40-plus. They barely hung on to beat a struggling Nebraska, although they're playing better. Still, that was shocking to me how poorly they played after a bye week and played Nebraska. I think the Spartans are going to give them a game.
But you know what?
On Saturday.
I think they might too, but you know, if you look at Ohio State's MO, it's what I always find annoying about them if I'm rooting against them, is they'll have the one unexpected loss, the blowout, whatever you want to call it. But they will have a lot of close games that you're thinking, today's the day that Ohio State's going to get upset. And then they have an amazing fourth quarter, and then they end up pulling out the game.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's their MO.
Not after their loss, though. After they get blown out, they come back strong. They obliterate teams. Look at the last couple years. They have their very few games were close after they get blown out.
Just so we're clear, the AAC is 4-2 against the Pac-12 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. Do you have them in front of you by any chance?
I don't have them in front of me. I know Cincinnati went into UCLA and won week one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bad UCLA
All
team.
Right, you know what? Store that little fun fact away. You made your point. That's eye-opening. I did not realize that.
But if you're talking about the war,
And that was at UCLA? At the Rose Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stunk. Remember how bad they were the first 4 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
But
actually, they got. Yeah, it's a good conference.
But not good enough to get recognition if Central Florida runs the table in their conference and get a decent ranking. And by decent, I mean inside the top 10. Something's still holding them back.
And you still got to wonder about. I still think the West Virginia Oklahoma winner, they're both, Oklahoma's 8-1, West Virginia's 7-1. They meet. For the Big 12, I still think that's going to cause some commotion also. Hmm. I mean, long shot at best. I mean, do you foresee any scenario where the Big 12 gets in and the Big 10 doesn't?
No.
Is that possible? What if Michigan loses to Ohio State and has two losses? And Oklahoma, I want West Virginia. So say the Heisman Trophy, runner-up. And Greer is going to be there, and West Virginia wins the Big 12. Can they sneak in?
I think
if Michigan loses.
I think you open the door to the possible.
I think
scenario.
You do.
Yeah,
I think there's a possibility there, but they need Michigan to lose. Hmm. Right now, I don't see Michigan losing Ohio State. I mean, I know it's you don't know. I see you just don't. That game, you just don't. You don't know. That's nuts to predict. I don't care what the records
Michigan
are.
Michigan could go in there playing better than anybody. They can have all the momentum in the world. They can play great in that game.
Yep.
I misread my stat. The AAC is 4-2 all time against the Pac-12. They are 2-0 against the Pac-12 this year.
So one game.
Man, I just keep getting better with my argument.
I don't know if that's better or
Unreal.
Not.
Okay, what Houston, teams could UCF
so
beat?
So Cincinnati beat UCLA. Who's the other?
What team could UCF beat?
I mean, on a neutral field. Let's see. I mean, let's see. Utah.
I think UCF wins the conference.
Utah, USC.
Everyone from the South. We just don't even need to go through the teams. Everybody from the South that UCF beats.
I think they beat UCLA.
I would give them two teams from the North where I think it would be a game.
Washington State?
Oregon and Washington State, I think, would be games.
I think Colorado will give them a game.
This year, I'm agreeing with Chris. This year.
I think Colorado will give them a game despite their record. I think that's...
Houston beat Arizona 45-18.
Yeah.
They played twice. It was two thrashings.
Arizona State with Herm.
How's Herm doing? Actually, Herm, I think Herm's 5-4.
Yeah.
He's bowl eligible almost.
Doing okay.
Which is amazing to me. Well, yeah, I agree with Chris. I think Chris could roll into the Coliseum and beat Southern Cal. I think they can roll into the Rose Bowl this year and definitely beat that UCLA team. They're horrible this year.
But here's the thing. I'm thinking about it. If Alabama beats Georgia and Michigan loses to Ohio State, Oklahoma's going to get in. If Oklahoma or West Virginia, in my opinion, whoever wins the Big 12 is going to get in.
But again, they play the last 2 weeks of the season. Then they'll most likely turn around and play in the Big 12 championship.
One of those two. I'm saying
so they got a sweep.
Yeah.
You have to beat the same team back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, and I'm saying whoever does that, I think we'll get in if Georgia loses.
I don't
Georgia
know if that's hard or not because it's such a ridiculous idea that it's never been done in the history of football.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it, Pete. I'm too used to West Virginia breaking my heart late to start believing they can beat Oklahoma twice to get in. Well, I'm just giving you a scenario where I think it can happen. You got the best quarterback in the country on your team.
See, I think second at that best. Point they'd put Georgia in.
Yeah.
I'm saying if Georgia loses to Alabama and Michigan loses to Ohio State.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think Georgia gets in even if they lose to Alabama in the SEC championship game. Their two losses would be on the road at LSU and to Alabama.
Oh, I don't know. I agree
with Chris.
Over the Big 12 champion?
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be a real debate though. I'm not saying it can't happen, but that is going to be something, especially whoever West Virginia, Oklahoma wins twice, back-to-back weeks, wins the conference title, and really going to be at that point. And Georgia has lost. Oh, I don't know. I think the Big 12 champ will get in. I'm not saying they're better than Georgia. Probably not. But I'm saying that is going to be a tough call if that happens. And I think that's a very likely scenario, to be honest with you. That's not impossible at all.
I think it's equally possible we get two SEC teams. Well,
what if Alabama blows out Georgia, though? What if they blow them out?
Okay, then they're done.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I think we'd all agree they're done.
I mean, Georgia has to play them very tough. Very tough to stay in the hunt at two losses.
I agree. I will concede that.
But I think the Oklahoma-West Virginia winner back-to-back, if we think the scenario is going to play out, and Michigan does lose to Ohio State, which I'm not saying they're going to, but if that does happen, I think one of those two teams is Oklahoma or West Virginia is in.
All right, we'll continue this conversation. We'd love the caller's input on this, too. Who do you leave out if everybody in the top five wins out? Well, I think everybody can't win out. I mean, either Georgia or Alabama. Take your pick. That means a one-loss Alabama team stand. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776 is your phone number. We'll get more into what we saw and we're dazzled by with college basketball. And Pete Shepard, at some point, would you have the guts to just flat out turn down $300 million guaranteed? That's what happened in Major League Baseball. It's crazy. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Old Kansas, baby. What a great group. I saw them in concert. Fantastic.
All we are is dust in the wind, Pete Shepard.
Close my eyes.
Speaking of Kansas, so Les Miles is interested in that coaching job.
Front runner.
There's another coach that has put his name in that hat. It is the Alabama quarterbacks coach. I forget his name, too. Dan Enos.
Can we go 1 year without losing a coach? Please?
No, here's the deal. When you're the best team ever.
It's never going to happen.
People are trying to steal the magic of Nick Saban by getting his assistants.
It's not going
to
happen. You can expect that.
That's how we roll. Roll Tide. That means roll coaches to other teams.
That's a tribute. You should be honored.
Yeah, coaching trees.
So Lane Kiffin's gone. Jeremy Pruitt's gone. Brian Daboll is gone.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know this is the reason that
fact, life.
Kirby Smart.
This is the reason Tua had all of his success, right? Because of this guy.
Muschamp.
Do you believe that?
No. I do have some breaking news. Breaking
news.
Let's do a sounder. Because I really like the sounder. Breaking news. Breaking news. Le'Veon Bell has been spotted in Pittsburgh. At an LA Fitness playing pickup basketball.
Oh, that's great.
So a guy that doesn't want to injure himself so he can get a fat free agent contract is playing hoops, staying in shape at an LA Fitness in Pittsburgh. He has been spotted.
That is so ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
He's going to the Michigan State game this weekend. He's got big plans. What if he were to like break a leg or blow a knee playing pickup basketball in the LA Fitness, when the whole reason, the whole ruse for his sitting out this year was to stay healthy and get his next contract.
He's doing this so he knows the media is watching him. He's doing this to bust chops. Yeah. Big time.
Maybe he's never playing again. Who knows? The other big news in the NFL today, in case you missed it, Dez Bryant back from the dead. He is now with the Saints, signed for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long that lasts.
Is he going to get all hot-headed on the sideline and have Drew Brees come over and calm him down?
Yeah, we'll see how he fits in. Not a bad gamble by the Saints, but it wouldn't shock me if he's not there at the end of the season. You never know with the divas that are wide receivers. You never know.
The Saints like taking chances. They gave Eli Apple a job.
Yep.
They took a flyer on Teddy Bridgewater for the future, I guess. This team is in win-now mode. We've got a 39-year-old quarterback at Drew Brees, and they're doing everything they can that they think will get them over the top. They've got they just lost Ted Ginn Jr. on injured reserve, knee injury. Cameron Meredith has been a bust so far. Michael Thomas has 2/3 of all their catches and cell phone calls, and that's it. Nobody else is catching the rock for them, so they need somebody, and they need a Dez Bryant who hasn't played football in a year and a half.
You know, Stugatz got in trouble? No, it was the other kid. Who's the other kid producing about calling the ball the rock?
Calling the ball the rock?
Yeah.
In football?
First he said round ball. Then he said, what else am I supposed to call the rock?
That's a basketball term? Is it, he got busted for that?
Whatever.
It's good times.
It is good times.
By the way, in case you're looking at the calendar, Dez Bryant and the Saints play his former team, the Dallas Cowboys, Thursday night football in a couple of weeks on November 29th. Carry the rock?
Yeah, no, he's talking about Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
No, basketball.
Is he talking about a basketball?
Down low. He was talking about basketball.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Give me the rock.
Give me the pill.
Oh, the rock.
That's right.
Ball.
Now, is calling Hard Rock Stadium the rock, which you started.
Cool.
Is it catching on? Are people calling it that?
No, it's not catching on.
It's a slow build.
When
like all great things.
At least the Hurricanes.
Because I like it.
At first, Queen couldn't get Bohemian Rhapsody on the radio.
It took
a little while. Right. It takes a while. Greatness isn't appreciated until after the fact.
No doubt.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I'm going with. And 239.
Yeah.
Can we go one season without losing a coach? What number does Chris wear? 239. Shut it.
Wait a minute.
You know what, pal?
If
you can't have enough joy in your life to say we when talking about some of your favorite sports teams, you need a better outlet in life.
For the record, he wears 87.
No, I wear 13.
Are you left-handed?
Yep. My knee hurts real bad right now.
Yeah.
What'd you do, bang it on the console?
flag football.
Flag football on Saturday.
Still hurting.
By the way,
no, I feel great about it.
I was going to say, we're in the middle of the week. How about an update on your
yeah,
injuries?
Yeah, I feel
good?
Great. I feel really
You're back
good.
To normal?
Yeah, yeah. I was going
to
go for
Are you back to running now?
No, because, and here's why. I woke up this morning, and I was getting ready to go for my run, for yeah. my jog.
Yeah, what happened?
My kid woke up.
Uh-huh.
And the wife and I have an agreement. She kind of stays up through the night with the kid, and then yeah. I kind of take over once everybody's up, and I do breakfast and all that stuff, so I really couldn't.
Yeah. You can take him out jogging.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't go that far. I mean, you could probably just, you know, hey, stay here, son. And
yeah, you could probably walk.
Go there
yeah,
and back.
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
But your boy now has a little toy car, and now you're running after him.
Hey, that's a sweet ride.
That is a sweet ride.
It was a little
nicer
dark.
Than my
what
truck.
Kind of, what, is it a Jeep or is it a, what is
no,
it?
No, it's
DeLorean.
It's a Ford Raptor.
It's yeah. a DeLorean.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I had one of those for my son, the truck. Those are cool little trucks, man. They go 5 miles an hour, and you got to.
I had a fire truck you had to pedal.
I had a fire truck you had to pedal.
My dad said it took him 18,000 hours to put it together, and we saw a lot of parts left over.
I didn't have a pedal. I just, you know, had to do the Flintstone thing.
That's worse.
Where you just run on the floor.
Your feet stuck
well,
underneath.
Well, my yeah. fire truck, I could have done both. I think my feet touched the ground on the sidewalk, but I think I had pedals also. If I remember, it was a nice metal truck. It wasn't plastic.
I had a
like
big wheel.
Sir.
Remember big wheels?
I had a big wheel.
Remember the lunch pack in the back?
I wanted a green machine.
Green machine.
Had a
never,
green machine.
Never got the green
I never got a green machine either.
Thing yep. growing up, do slight burnouts, whatever they're called. Yep. Oh, it's a yep. blast.
Big wheels. I had some. We had some. We used to play smash up derby with big wheels.
Yeah.
Eight of us.
Think about that.
Just going down the driveway and just cramming into
each
other.
You could have broke a femur.
A femur. We didn't care. We had no helmets, no pads, nothing. Yeah. Speaking of no pads, Todd Bowles, update on the Jets.
Oh, really? Is this breaking news?
Does he know anything about his quarterback right now?
Team will see how Sam Darnold's strained foot heals. Bye week could factor into the decision if he doesn't get any better by the end of this week.
Wait a minute. Wait
Davis Webb will be the number two QB behind Josh McCown if Darnold can't go this weekend.
Is that where
and
Davis
not,
Webb ended
it's
up?
It's not looking like he's going to be able to go.
Okay, that's funny, Pete Shepard and Chris, because I just saw a crawl on ESPN before Chris put this god-awful soccer game on.
Yeah.
What is this, Man U?
Yeah,
Man U.
Hey,
Juventus.
I'm starting to get my teams.
Look at that.
All right. There was a crawl that already announced Sam Darnold's out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was six
so
minutes
Todd
ago.
Todd Bowles is 6 minutes ago is saying we'll wait and see.
This is Eric Allen, who's a senior reporter and team insider for the Jets on their webpage.
He has no idea what's going on.
Says team will see how this is says Todd Bowles then colon team will see how Sam Darnold's strained foot heals. Bye week could factor into the decision if he doesn't get any better by the end of the week. Davis Webb will be the number two QB behind Josh McCown if Darnold can't play. But it certainly sounds like they're not going to. He's not going
to Decision's
play.
Already been made, according yeah. to ESPN, breaking news.
941, green machine. You wanted one, too. I agree. I never got a green machine. Had a bunch of big wheels.
Yeah.
And the green machine was just a little longer and more stylish. It was a bigger.
Well, it was better at sliding, if I remember.
Right.
And it didn't have a handle.
No, it had two side gears.
Like a tractor truck, yes. basically. And then the wheel. Yeah.
Tannehill's out, 239. Out for a while.
Yeah, Tannehill's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
No, well, just until the bye week.
Yeah, well. I
think he's done for the
I
year.
Think he's, I, think he's,
I think this is going to require surgery, and yeah. he's going to be a free agent, and we'll see where he ends up for
yeah,
1 year
they are
deal.
Milking that as long as they can because it is going to be interesting. Again, one of the more fascinating games. I want to see how the Packers recover at home this week with the Miami Dolphins. And
I think that's going to be a weird game.
It is going to be a weird game.
Nothing like going back to back AFC East opponents,
well, yeah,
let
true.
Alone the top of the division.
I just think,
yeah,
I think that both teams are kind of reeling right now and licking their wounds and trying to figure out.
Yeah, but at least Miami
Dolphins won.
But that was a horrible win.
It feels like a loss,
but yeah. still, they're still in it,
and it's at Lambeau.
They're still
right?
in it. Yep, still in it.
Wow.
And I don't yeah. know. I mean, it's really a must. It's must win for the Packers now.
Yeah,
get back to 500. It's must win.
Ty's killing them.
Yeah, it's like a loss. I was excited about it at the time, but now that my team's eliminated in the NFC North, I don't
They're
care.
Not
was that against your
yet.
Team?
No.
Oh,
no, but I was
so.
Rooting for it as a loss because it wasn't a win. That's how I look at ties. That's how I figure things out.
Lions have a big game with the Bears through this weekend. That's gigantic.
How is that gigantic?
Because it's really their season. They have to win that one.
No, it's over.
It's
over.
Over. They're 3-5. They're right in it. They win that
three
game. The Jets. The Bears go to 5-4. The Lions will be 4-5. They're a game out. They're right in it. They're going to play it. This you want to talk about every game's a playoff game now? Every game's a playoff game now for the Lions. They could beat the Bears.
Doesn't seem really fair.
Craig, can you pass something along to Patricia and all the guys you know up with the Lions?
Gladly. What do you want?
Don't let Matt Stafford get sacked 10 times.
Oh, good advice. That's a good game plan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if they could cut it down to 8, they might win. Is Khalil Mack healthy yet?
I'm not sure about that.
An ankle injury. You know, once you're injured in the NFL, you're never back to 100%. Yeah. That's my experience, at least.
Can you imagine if they do a back-to-back double-figure sack total, 20 sacks in 2 weeks? It could happen.
Can I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't pitch the ball, Matthew.
Okay, that's one bad play. It was an idiotic play.
There's a huge turnaround in the game when he did it because the Tigers. The Lions were driving.
You know, Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly's out on social media. Mm-hmm. It's never good when the wife starts chiming in.
When has that worked out?
Never. Kurt Warner's wife, Brenda, didn't work out for her back in his heyday. Not working for the Staffords. She's like...
Brent Grimes' wife.
She's like going, all right, obviously the players and the coaches are good enough to be in the NFL and you're not. So
Colangelo's wife.
Who's?
Colangelo.
Oh, that cost him a nice seven-figure job.
That didn't work out too well for
her. Her tweet. It's funny to me how media and some fans think they know either the game or how to play the game of football better than the coaches and players who do it professionally. There is a reason they are employed to do this, and you are not. If you think you can do it better, then give it a try. But until, please, just S-T-H-U.
Shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up.
Shut the heck up.
Watch that language, Craig.
Thank you. Sorry. Dump the button. I will tell you this. I may not be able to play the game better, Kelly, but I would not have pitched the ball to Kerryon Johnson when he was right up next to me on the sideline. That just... You don't do it. I would have taken the hit. Taking one for the team.
Her account has been deleted, by the way.
Oh!
Old Matt went home and read her the riot act.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have been dealing with mediocrity for years. We just want a consistent team. I'm looking at the responses.
Oh, we're consistent, all right.
She's right, so are mediocre. We convinced they should ignore all as well.
It's different than the Patriots' consistent.
Yeah, a lot different.
Real close to the Dolphins' consistency.
But the consistency is very similar. All right, coming up, we've got the Obscure Sports Minute, and we'll have a lucky winner for our Stream Song Resort Golf Package as well, and Joe Zagacki at the bottom of next hour. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. We're Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Craig and Pete have you covered on the main sports. Chris will get you covered on everything else. It's the Obscure Sports Minute.
Hockey was played last night. The Lightning beat the Oilers 5-2. Craig, the Red Wings won.
Yeah, we're awesome.
3-2 in a shootout. Kings beat the Ducks in the Battle of California. Southern California 4-1. Blues beat the Hurricanes 4-1. No surprise there. Anything else noteworthy?
Did the Red Wings score three?
Yeah, they did.
That's curly fries, baby.
Rangers beat the Canadiens 5-3. David Beckham's long-planned soccer stadium deal is closer to reality. Yesterday, Miami voters gave city officials permission to negotiate a non-bid lease deal with the Beckham Group. He wants to build the MLS complex on what has been a public golf course in Miami. And right now, we got some UEFA Champions League soccer going on. Earlier today, Roma beat Moscow 2-1, and Valencia beat Young Boys 3-1. It's 0-0 between Juventus and Man U at the half. Bayern Munich up 1-0 on Athens. Benfica, same score. They are winning against Ajax. Lyon has two against Hoffenheim, I should say. And there's some other scores out there, but nobody really cares.
Who are Young Boys? It sounds like a boy band, not a
young
soccer.
Boys.
I believe they're from Belgium.
And they're called Young Boys.
That's the name of the soccer club, Young Boys. They're from Switzerland. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. makes chocolate, one makes waffles.
Put them all together.
Delicious.
You got yourself something right
there. Absolutely fantastic.
Get
Canadians to give you a little maple syrup there. Here you're holding.
And now you're talking. So, you know, I get these little weather updates on my phone. It says, hey, it will start raining in your area, like at 3:57 or whatever. And it's usually pretty spot on. So I got one a few minutes ago, and Pete and I go outside at the break, And this thing must have been spot on accurate. There must have been like one microcloud because half of our parking lot and building were wet and the half was bone dry. It was the tiniest little microcloud of rain I've ever seen in my
life. Probably like 30-second shower, a little sun shower.
That's it. Because we're going out and it's sunny out. I'm like, where did the rain go and come from? It was just crazy.
Love a good sun shower.
A little sun, you know, usually get a nice little rainbow.
Nice spritzing without the cloud cover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's good.
Help my grass as well.
Yeah, it does. Grass is drying out a little bit this
time. Notice going out throwing the ball for the dog.
Yeah.
Just crunches a little bit now.
A little crunchy.
A little crunchy.
That's good. It's that time of year.
I don't know if it's good.
Well, you don't have to mow it as much.
I don't mow my own lawn.
Yeah, me neither. I was stretching.
It's included in my dues.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I don't miss it at all. Oh,
oh God, I
dislike that guy that's like, oh, I love working on the yard. It's therapeutic. I enjoy it.
Baloney. No. Not.
Nothing no, some people do enjoy that. There are some guys that get a kick out of doing housework. I don't.
I haven't met a guy yet that likes housework.
Oh, I think that I think he's out there.
I don't mind. I don't like it, but I don't mind vacuuming if I have to vacuum.
No, I mean, and I do my share.
I don't mind cooking if that's housework. I mean, doing laundry is not a big deal for me either.
I hate folding it.
I don't mind folding. I fold it during a TV show.
You notice everything
something.
Pete likes to do?
Feminine. No.
What?
Cooking, cleaning, laundry.
I said I don't.
It's really dainty of you, Pete.
I don't like vacuuming, but
I don't
do it.
Do that in my house, but
I like cooking.
You wear a little skirt,
like
have a little duster.
Somebody does.
No, a sifter.
A sifter.
Swiffer. What do you call it?
That doesn't work, by the way.
It does work.
A Swiffer?
Yeah.
Swiffer works.
The hell, it doesn't work.
Of course, it works. It
doesn't do a good job.
It's not great on tile because you have the grout cracks.
Yeah.
But if you have hardwood,
yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I can
or
see
if
that.
Your tile doesn't have the big grooves between it, it's great.
I can see it on woodwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that Swifter that says reaches up, gets the old fan.
Yeah, just moves it all onto your couch.
That doesn't do a good job at all. That's not good at all. All right. When we come back, Joe Zagacki next hour. And don't forget, we're going to be giving away another qualifier for our Stream Song Resort two-night stay and a round of golf with Sheeman and Shepherd out there at world-class location. You don't want to miss that. So stay with us. All that and more coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.